USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are tweeting out a Christmas greeting to the nation.
The President and I want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas.
Christians celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and rejoice in his love for every person.
Melania Trump posted the video on Twitter, and the president retweeted it. The couple is spending the holiday at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The president did speak to members of the military via video conference on Christmas Eve and also went to a Christmas Eve service. If you're traveling on this Christmas day, that should be a breeze for most of the folks out there, as FlightAware is reporting only 64 cancellations in the United States and about 30 delays. The airports with the most delays are Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis. Temperatures across the country are relatively mild as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has pulled the plug on an outside contractor that's been using prisoners to solicit support for his Democratic presidential campaign. The New Jersey-based company has been farming out phone calls to female inmates in Oklahoma. Bloomberg says he first found out about the arrangement on Tuesday. Americans are waking up grumpy 300 days a year, meaning only about 65 mornings are good ones. That's according to new research. The survey found that 2,000 respondents wake up from temperature issues approximately 3 times a week and once from outside noises and unusual dreams. Ingrid Pruer is known as a sleep whisperer. She joins Fox News and shares why many folks are waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
Most people don't put sleep as a priority on their list. They think of everything else they have to do, including socially, you know, social events. But that's why they wake up grumpy the next day.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are some new rules in place for high school students who want to graduate in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced that high school seniors will now be required to pass a civics test similar to the citizenship question taken by naturalized citizens in order to graduate. Former Florida Republican Congressman Connie Mack is a fan of the move.
You know, I think this is a good idea. I think, it really is up to parents and I think our schools to teach civics. And I think it's important that we teach our kids their responsibility, their civic responsibility, so that they get more engaged in our process. It's what makes our democracy strong, frankly.
Max, speaking there on Fox News, researchers found that children who were at least a half of a city block away from the nearest fast food restaurant were between 2.5% and 4.4% less likely to be obese than kids who live closer to fast food. Dr. Jennifer Highland of Cleveland Clinic Children's reminds us,
unfortunately, a lot of these foods are highly processed and they're going to be elevated in a lot of things that we just know aren't beneficial for kids or adults alike.
The study looked at data on over 3.5 million children over a four-year period. And finally, please remember you can take us with you wherever you go over the holidays by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. You can also check us out at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.